Welcome, Dr. James Beckett, Sports Card Insights. I'm driving down the road thinking I just was listening to some podcasts, as I frequently do. I just thought I'm just going to talk about what I just heard and go a little further, things I didn't hear that I'm wondering about. First of all, thanks sponsors, Topps Panini, Upper Deck, Heritage Auctions, Huffington Scott Auctions, Mike Stadium Sports Cards, Burbank Sports Cards, ComC.com, and Beckett Media, Beckett Grading, Beckett Authentications. I was hearing about Shohei Ohtani's interpreter getting in a lot of trouble, perhaps, with Major League Baseball, with the Dodgers or Angels, whatever, with Shohei himself, the problem of his gambling, which I was hearing a figure of $4 million. To rack up $4 million in gambling losses, you had to gamble a lot because you don't lose every time, but all you have to do is lose slightly more than half the time, which is really what happens. But to rack up that kind of a loss, you've got to be making giant bets, or you've got to be making lots of bets. So could Shohei Ohtani not have known that his interpreter was a compulsive, perhaps addicted gambler? When you are a gambler, you think I've got an edge, or you think the bookies have an edge, and not every bookie has an edge, except in the sense that they worked it out that they get their vig. If half the people win and half the people lose, the bookies win. In fact, that's an ideal outcome for them. The odds are not necessarily, they might start out thinking this is what they think, but then the odds can adjust based on what the money comes in. You always think if somebody's connected to baseball, they'd have some inside scoop that they could know the outcome of the game. The other problem is the fixing of the game, which happens more in basketball. You just miss the shot. The officials can have a bigger impact on basketball than they can in baseball. Of course, you could think this is an umpire behind the plate that has a big strike zone or a small strike zone. No, but anybody could figure that out, and that wouldn't be a huge edge. But we've been hearing more and more about these gambling scandals. Not necessarily that Shohei Ohtani's interpreter bet on anything involving his employer. I think his employer is probably Shohei. And I don't think they have their stories straight. And I hope Shohei is not implicated. I think he's an amazing talent. But the missing money, there ought to be audits. If somebody is wealthy like that, there needs to be an audit of where your money goes. There's too many instances of ball players and celebrities that get mismanaged by somebody that's seemingly trusted that handles the money. But there's got to be an audit, whether you have a formal audit, there's just a lot of money going around, and it's not cash. It's money being transferred in and out. And at any rate, I'm down on gambling on the outcome of sports events. And I would hope that this would be another example where people would say this guy had inside knowledge, or he was in the sport and he lost big. Not an idiot if you lose, but you should expect to lose in gambling. It's wired so that you would lose, that the bookies win, that the house wins. So if I'm not in favor of gambling, why am I in favor of certain kinds of card activities, which are gambling-like? They are gambling if it's a game of luck. Again, if it's a game of skill, then you're, in some sense, not gambling. You're paying money to get the opportunity to win something, and you're going to lose a lot more times than you're going to win, but sometimes you're going to win. And if you are an adult and you understand that you can make the bet, and over time, unless you really do have an edge, you're going to be losing. Having said that, I was just thinking, what if Shohei Ohtani's agent, instead of betting on baseball games, and he may be saying he didn't bet on baseball, but only other sports, but if he'd been betting on baseball, and again, you can't just bet on Shohei to have a big game and these prop bets or not. Again, that's just like insider trading. That's illegal. What if, though, instead of betting on these sports games, he did the more familiar to us situation of betting on breaks or betting on products or betting on players by way of buying up their cards? If there's millions of dollars involved, you can take a pretty hefty position in some of these better cards. What if he'd been buying up and propping up the market for Shohei Ohtani's cards? I think they've gone up in their own right. But what if he was a major purchaser? For one thing, to me, that's better than gambling, because he'd have the cards. He wouldn't have lost bets where he got nothing. He would have the cards, which may have gone up in value and may go down in value now. That's why I really can't say there isn't a gambling element of buying cards, especially if you don't do any homework and you don't have any skill. But if you're making an educated bet in something that the rest of the people, when you see a price of a card, that's like the bookies presenting the odds, the over and the under. Basically, if you see the market price of a card and you buy it, you're essentially making a bet, you're gambling that the card is going to go up, that the people right now either are conservative or that the future prospects are greater. And that way, it's like a stock. You're going to buy a stock because you think it's going up. I've said before, just a very recent episode, that I'd rather look at the value today of what the perception is and then see a card for sale that is less than the perceived value today, that I've got a built-in. I'm not talking about 15% less because of eBay fees. I'm talking about quite a bit less to where there's a distress sale or somebody just doesn't like the guy, or a guy gets traded and you have some effect on the card, but you're betting that it's not going to have a huge effect, or it's going to have a temporary negative effect and you're going to buy into that little dip. Again, very dangerous to do that. It is, in a sense, gambling or placing a bet. Even investments are like a gamble. You're investing your money, hoping that it's going to go up, and it's not a sure thing. Investments are by their nature not a sure thing. Even T-bills and things like that, there's some infinitesimally small risk. There's a risk of anything, but it's extremely small. So it's close to a sure thing, but there's no such thing as a sure thing. You don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know your own health or any other kind of things. So Shohei has got some explaining to do. His interpreter has some explaining to do. And again, I'm not sure it's going to have a real negative effect on his cards. I don't see it having a positive effect on his cards. As I said, my what if, I'm really glad that this interpreter was, for example, not so crazy example, he could have been buying up base cards of Shohei, just buying them up. And they're not cheap, but even second, third, fourth year, not necessarily rookies, but any kind of a card. And then just quietly getting Shohei to autograph them. Instant bump. And then buying cards in auctions and getting them autographed by his good buddy and just passing it in front of him, say, you need to sign these. And it's for him instead of for somebody that he has an endorsement deal with. It's very tricky. It's unfortunate. I don't like bad news. But if this is an insider who's getting crushed in gambling, what does that say to any of us that are 6 degrees of separation that we could make a bet? Again, if it's an emotional bet, emotional bets are not better bets than non-emotional bets. At any rate, that's it. That riding along in my car, hoping this all blows over. But it's a complicated world we live in, and gambling is way, way more mainstream and daily fantasy kind of stuff, way more mainstream. Horses out of the barn there. Yet, hopefully, if it's just plain and simple gambling without insider kinds of stuff, that's one thing. But if it involves baseball, somebody's in trouble, and I hope they crack down. I want baseball to be a pure game. I want the game to be played out on the field by two teams that are giving it their best, trying to win. So that's it. Thanks, everybody. The man in the house who calls.